We have to provide fire extinguishers or firefighting equipment under the British standards. And the only time I would expect anyone to use a fire extinguisher or a piece of firefighting equipment is if they're trapped by the fire in a room or corridor. Now, if you react to the fire alarm and follow the fire procedure, you won't get trapped. As simple as that. And I'm confident with that because the buildings we've got are very, very safe. The procedures are very good. To me, using a fire extinguisher, having been in the fire service for a long, long time, a water extinguisher lasts 45 seconds. A 9-litre water extinguisher lasts 45 seconds. After that, you've got an empty water extinguisher. And the room you're in, because the brightest part of a room on fire is around the flames, the products that have been given off by the fire are going to hit the ceiling, mushroom across, and drop down behind you. You will be drawn like a moth to the fire. And after 45 seconds, you've got an empty extinguisher and a room full of smoke. You're victim number one. I think it's far better that if we discover a fire or get involved in a room that's on fire, we leave the room, shut the door, contain the heat and smoke, raise the alarm by breaking the nearest manual call point, put the fire alarm into procedure, and the med squad dial 2222, get through to the switchboard and tell them we need the fire brigade. They'll already know we've set the alarm off, but you are now confirming the room and everything. If it's on the main campus or anywhere else other than med school, it's 8888 and the same information. They'll know the fire alarm's operated. You're now confirming you've got a fire in a room and you do need the fire brigade. You know, so to me, it's a case of get out, shut the door, call the fire brigade out,